All right, so today we're really diving deep into a world that honestly doesn't get as much attention as it deserves. We're talking enterprise UX. You know, the design of the software that businesses use day in and day out behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, yeah. So much of what we rely on
runs on
that stuff.
But it's easy to get caught up in the flashy consumer apps, you know?
Sure, yeah, the ones we use on our phones all the time.
Right, but honestly, enterprise UX, this is the unsung hero powering so much of how businesses actually work.
Couldn't agree more. And when it's well-designed, enterprise software, it can be a game changer.
Oh, absolutely. It affects, like, everything.
Everything.
Efficiency, productivity,
yeah.
Employee happiness, you name it.
Huge impact. And it's not just about making things look pretty.
Right.
This is about functionality and usability.
Yeah. One of the sources we're looking at today uses this phrase.
Okay.
A quiet revolution.
Interesting.
To describe what's happening in enterprise UX.
I like that.
For so long, enterprise software was just known for
clunky.
Yeah, clunky and difficult to use.
Right.
But now there's this shift towards making it more user-friendly.
What's happening?
So what do you think is driving this change?
Well, I think part of it is just the competitive landscape. Businesses are realizing that, you know, if they have better software than their competitors, they have a real advantage.
Yeah, it's a differentiator.
It is.
Absolutely.
And then there's the war for talent. Companies are struggling to attract and retain skilled employees.
Oh, for sure.
And those employees, they've grown accustomed to using well-designed consumer apps in their personal lives.
Makes you wonder why they should settle for anything less at work, right?
Precisely.
Okay, but let's get real for a second. I want you to think about a time when you had to use some clunky, frustrating software at work.
Oh, I don't have to think too hard.
I'm sure we've all been there.
Been there.
How did it make you feel?
Yeah.
Because for me, it's just like instant frustration.
Oh, yeah. It's a productivity killer for sure. I mean, you're trying to get work done and the tool you're using is fighting you every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
It's demoralizing.
Totally. And this is where good enterprise UX design comes in.
Absolutely. It can be a real game changer.
It's about creating systems that are not just functional, but enjoyable to use, right?
Exactly. You want people to feel empowered by the software they're using, not hindered by it.
Yeah, so they can focus on the actual tasks at hand.
That's the goal.
Not wrestling with the software.
Right, right.
One of the things that really struck me in our source material was how they emphasized the importance of good UX in very specific scenarios. You know, like navigating really intricate financial transactions or managing these super complex supply chain logistics.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are areas where even a small error can have huge consequences.
Absolutely. Think about it. A misplaced click in a financial system could potentially lead to a multi-million-dollar mistake.
I don't even want to think about it.
It's a real risk, especially with poorly designed software.
So it's not just about making things look pretty.
It's so much more than that.
It's about preventing serious real-world consequences.
Absolutely. Good UX can help to mitigate those risks.
Yeah, how so?
Well, for example, by making information crystal clear,
okay,
providing really strong visual cues so you know what you're doing.
Okay, okay.
And even building in safeguards to prevent those costly errors.
That makes sense.
So it's about creating a system that helps users to make the right decisions.
So are there any specific examples where companies have actually seen positive results from investing in good enterprise UX?
Oh, absolutely. There are tons of case studies out there.
Okay, give me one. Give me one.
Well, I remember reading about a company that completely redesigned their inventory management system.
Okay, so before it was a nightmare.
Pretty much.
Yep.
But after the redesign, they saw a huge reduction in errors and a significant boost in efficiency.
So it actually impacted their bottom line.
Absolutely. And not just that, but employee morale also went up.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me how something we often take for granted,
I know,
like the design of software, can have such a ripple effect throughout an organization.
It really can. And I think it all boils down to recognizing that people are at the heart of any successful system. If you design with the user in mind, you create a more positive and productive environment for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, I think this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive into a topic that, honestly, we should all be paying more attention to.
I agree.
We've learned that enterprise UX is undergoing this quiet revolution driven by things like competition and the changing expectations of the workforce.
And we're seeing the results in real time.
And ultimately, good design can have a major impact on companies' efficiency, bottom line, and critically employee morale.
For sure. And as you continue to think about the world of enterprise software,
mm-hmm.
I want you to consider this.
Okay.
If you are tasked with creating truly user-centric enterprise software, what features or design elements would you prioritize? What would you change to make the user experience better?
That's a great question for all of us to ponder. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.